New legislation that could disrupt Utah's so-called school-to-prison pipeline got final approval from the House of Representatives on Monday. Lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle are hoping there's enough time for the Senate to consider the bill before the session ends on Thursday. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Ammon Mung is a school resource officer with the Salt Lake City Police Department. He says he spends most of the day at West High School hanging out with students, but some days he deals with vandalism and drug possession, mostly marijuana.
When I first got into the position, I was asked to tell kids to follow the dress code. And they wanted us to tell kids to get to class. But I told the administration, I was like, no, I can't do that. That's not my job.
That worries Democratic State Representative Sandra Hollins, who says school disciplinary action puts kids in contact with the criminal justice system at an early age.
The school-to-prison pipeline issue is one that fundamentally affects students and their families, but also the state of Utah's economy and criminal justice expenditures.
Hollins' bill, HB 460, clearly defines the role of school resource officers, which is to intervene only when a student commits a criminal act. Senate sponsor and Republican Daniel Thatcher says the bill will probably get unanimous support in the Senate if time allows.
It gets education, working with community groups, working with law enforcement to solve the school-to-prison pipeline. And I think this is the only way we're going to tackle an issue that size.
According to a 2014 report from the University of Utah S.J. Quinney College of Law that looked at the school-to-prison pipeline in Utah, American Indian students are 3.5 times more likely to be disciplined than other racial groups. Black students are disciplined 3 times more often than expected, and Hispanic students are disciplined 1.5 times more often than expected. Whitney Evans, KUER News.